Then Herod, seeing that he was fooled by the Magi, sending, slew all of the boys in Bethlehem, 2 years of age and younger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today used to be called Childermas, the children's mass. We know that Christmas is especially for children, and here we have a feast day for children in the midst of it. We call today Holy Innocents Day because the little children who died as martyrs for the baby Jesus, well, they were innocent of all sin, and they went straight to heaven, and they're still there today, glorious saints. Usually on a feast day, children, it's a very joyful affair, and this feast day is no different, only it's a little bit on the sad side, too. The celebrant wears purple vestments, and we don't sing the Gloria, out of sympathy to the mothers who must have felt very bad to have lost their children this way, even though later on they were so consoled to think that they were saints in heaven. It's a good day for children to be in church. After Mass, you can come to the communion rail, children and even babies, and get a special blessing, and then come back to Helfte Hall, and there's going to be some lunch and a little party and a story, and cap the day off with another present. The story of today takes us ahead of the story. We have to think about next week already, which is the three wise men coming to Bethlehem. And it's a most interesting story. It's a story that involves, I counted them today, I think there are five kings involved in this story. And a monster, sort of a real live monster, a very, very scary man, indeed, and angels, of course. You always get angels in a church story, and also a wonderful star. Have any of you seen the Christmas star? Mr. Henry pointed it out to me before Christmas, and he said it's exactly the same kind of a star that the wise men or the king saw when they were led from the east, from Persia, all the way to Bethlehem to adore the baby Jesus. Only Father Lectoranda said, well, the Christmas star was actually a pure miracle because God can do all things. But that's one of those things we don't know everything about, because sometimes God does use material things, such as, well, bread and wine or the loaves and the fishes to work his miracles. That's one of those things that we'll know when we get to heaven. But if you look out tonight, after supper, like around 7 or so, and you look over to the west, you'll see three planets. Only you won't know they're planets. They look like stars, and they're together. And they're so bright, the first time I saw them, I thought it was an airplane or something in the sky. But no, it's the Christmas star, very much like the star that led the wise men. We call them the three kings from the east over to the west to Bethlehem to see the newborn king. And so those would be three kings. The fourth king is our Lord, the King of Kings. And the fifth king is the monster king, a very wicked man indeed, even as kings go, because most kings are wicked, but he was really wicked. And he even killed his own son, and his name was Herod the Great. And Herod the Great was an old man and very jealous, and he didn't want anyone to take his kingdom from him. And when the three kings came to Jerusalem, they were very innocent on account of because they were fire worshippers before, and they didn't know anything about the Bible or the Old Testament. And they were wondering, where is he who is born the King of the Jews? And the priests weren't very good priests. They had forgotten about those prophecies in the Old Testament. And the king wasn't going to hear anything about another king, but he pretended to be friendly with them, to fool them, because he wanted to find out where this king was, I mean the new one, so he could kill him. So, finally, they got a hold of the prophecy about Bethlehem, and at the same time, the star came back, and the star told them to go about 5 more miles out of the city, and there they would find the city of or the town of bread, which is what Bethlehem means for the Blessed Sacrament. And there they found our Lord. By then the Holy Family was in a house, remember? And they bowed down and they worshiped and they offered him the gifts, and we'll hear more about the gifts when we get to Epiphany. And when their visit was over and they had adored our Lord in everything, an angel came to them in a dream, and the angel said, don't go back the same way you came. Do not go back to Jerusalem. Go straight home and don't have anything to do with that king, because he's very wicked. He's a monster of a man. Well, these earthly kings, I mean the three kings from the east, they were obedient, even though they were kings. And so they did exactly what the angel told them, and they went straight home. And later on, they became apostles and missionaries, and they preached about our Lord, and they made many converts, and they themselves became saints. Well, after a few days, Herod put two and two together, and he realized that he had been fooled by the three kings. And he got very angry, angrier than usual. And he said, I'll show them. And he told his soldiers to go down to Bethlehem. Remember, it's just a short trip, just 5 miles. Go down to Bethlehem, he said, and kill all the baby boys you find there, because surely one of them must be the newborn king that the three kings were looking for. And so they did, and it was a very sad day indeed, and all of the mothers wept. But the little children, they were saints because they died for our Lord, and they all got a crown, and they all got to go to heaven, and they're still happy there forever. In the meantime, Herod wasn't successful because an angel had come to Saint Joseph in a dream. He always spoke to Saint Joseph in his dreams. And in the dream, Saint Joseph heard the angel say, get up quickly. It was the middle of the night. And take the child and his mother and flee into Egypt. And so he did. Just like the three kings, he was obedient. He did exactly what he was told to do, and he saved the day. Even though it was the middle of the night and he could have been very sleepy, he didn't say, well, let me sleep some more. He just got up right away, and they packed their whatever they could. They couldn't take very much. They were very poor anyway. And they headed down, and the first day they made it as far as Gaza, the Gaza Strip, they call it still today. And there they got some provisions, and our Lord worked some miracles, and the Blessed Mother took care of some poor people. And then they went all the way down to Egypt, and eventually St. Joseph got a job there to support the Holy Family. But in the meantime, Herod never got a chance to kill the child Jesus. It would be a different Herod, a relative of his, who would have something to do with Good Friday, but that's way ahead of the story. The story has a happy ending, though, because if you stay with God, children, it always does, even though it's a little bit scary sometimes, and even though there's suffering or maybe even tears or we're not quite sure, they became saints in heaven. And just think, those 40 boys, if they had grown up, maybe some of them would have grown up to become sinners, and they would never have been able to go to heaven. You never know in God's plan, but he wanted them to be safe in heaven with him. What lesson does that teach us? God always knows best. God loves us very much. And when we follow what the angel says, when we follow the star that stands for our faith and our obedience, why then our Lord will always take care of us. And that's what we're praying for you little ones today. That's why we're giving you a special Mass and a special blessing and everything we can possibly think of, because we want you to be obedient to God. We want you to be preserved and blessed in your innocence. And we want you one day to be saints in heaven. That's the reason why we're all of us here on earth. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.